Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a contemplative nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching today is entitled, The Prayer of Asking.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father, Jesus said to the disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, Jesus says very clearly, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. The key words in understanding this text is, if we abide in Jesus and his word abides in us, then we can ask anything, and our prayers will be answered. What we ask for, God will do. The secret is that our asking has to be immersed in God's mind, in his saving work, in what Jesus says, that without, if we do not abide in him, we can do nothing, but with him we can do all things and do even greater things that he himself has done. Saint Dominic at prayer is a powerful illustration of this text. One of my sisters did an ink drawing of Saint Dominic's seventh way of prayer. His body is stretched like an arrow to heaven. There is such an intensity in the drawing. Dominic is standing on tiptoe and his fingers reach toward heaven. His whole body seems to be part of this flow upward. This picture always speaks to me of the intensity and the mystery of intercessory prayer. Dominic's inwardness strengthened him in prayer and gave him wisdom to intercede according to the mind of Christ. In this text from John, Jesus teaches us that our fruitfulness for others lies in receiving our life from Christ as a branch on a vine. The book of Revelations tells us that Jesus stands before the Father, forever making intercession for us. The prayer of intercession flowing from a life united to God is a truly contemplative experience, It's not just a matter of voicing prayers for others, but it's a matter of our whole life being one with the prayer that Jesus prays as he stands before the Father. The prayer of intercession flowing from a life united to God is a contemplative experience. Our power to intercede is rooted in our oneness with the mind of Christ. Dominic entered into Jesus' prayer of intercession by being one with the mind of Christ and God's will to say. We also will become the place of intercession for all peoples. In a sense, we need to pray to be a lightning rod conducive to spreading the word of God and the prayer of God for all people, for ourselves, for our friends, and for the whole world.